This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Deliberations on government's policies and programs commence in House of Representatives. Kathmandu Metropolitan City wants hospitals to submit details of target beneficiaries of free medical treatment. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky confirms that Russia has won the battle for the city of Bakhmut. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives, the lower house of the federal parliament, has started deliberations on the policies and programs of the government. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda presented a proposal in the meeting of the lower house today seeking the initiation of deliberations on the government's policies and programs for the fiscal year 2023-24. Meanwhile, the chairman of the main opposition party, CPN-UML, KP Sharma Oli, demanded that the government to withdraw the policies and programs and rewrite them. Speaking today at the House of Representatives session, Chair Oli said that policies and programs should come with the enthusiasm to make the economy dynamic, create jobs, create a base for industrialization, provide access to social services, including education and health, and increase national strength. Chair Oli accused the government of trying to hide the fact that the country is in an abnormal economic situation in the policies and programs. He also alleged that the policies and procedures have failed to provide any plan on how to maintain discipline in the public finance system and financial sector, how to balance the external sector, revive the distressed economy and strengthen it, and maintain economic sustainability. Chair Oli also drew the attention of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to proceed through dialogue, consensus and cooperation. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has directed the submission of the details of the poor, helpless and abandoned people who have received free treatment at the designated hospitals to the KMC within 10 days of the completion of every month. The KMC has asked the implementation of the notice issued by the health department under the metropolis by the respective hospital notifying about the reservation of 10% beds for the target group and submitting their details within 10 days of each passing month. The department had issued a notice about the compliance of the standards. It has also asked health institutions to provide service seekers friendly service, provide set minimum salaries to their employees, manage garbage, and ensure that canteens within the hospitals are clean and provide quality food items. The Election Commission has sought clarification from the respective political parties, university teachers and universities for the involvement of university teachers in political parties. The Election Commission has expressed its concern about some political parties having allocated portfolios of their central member, general convention representative and Mahasamiti member to the university teachers. The Commission has acted on a complaint that the political parties have provided membership to the people involved in teaching in violation of Clause 14 of the Political Parties Act 2073. Minister for Foreign Affairs N.P. South has said the education based on employment is the need of the hour. In his address to the 32nd anniversary of Baneswar Multiple Campus in Kathmandu today, Minister South said the education be focused on making graduates capable to explore job opportunities within the self instead of forcing them to wander for employment with the academic certificates. Minister South added that the government wants the youths to seek a career within country itself and the government is effortful to create job opportunities for them. A Nepali migrant workers who had arrived in Portugal for foreign employment 8 months ago has passed away. 33-year-old Ganeshman Sarangkoti of Chandranagar in Khajura Rural Municipality 1 of Banke District passed away last Friday in his sleep. President of Non-Resident Nepali Association of Portugal, Rabin Adhikari, informed Sarangkoti had returned home from work on Thursday night but was found dead in his sleep the next morning. The incident took place at Portimao city of Portugal. NRNA Portugal Chair Adhikari said a fundraising campaign has been started to send the body to Nepal. An earthquake has occurred in East Rukum. According to National Seismology and Research Center, Lainchor, Kathmandu, an earthquake measuring 4.1 in the Richter scale took place today at 2:59 a.m. with its epicenter around Hukamgaon in East Rukum. Earlier, an earthquake of the same magnitude had occurred on May 4th with its epicenter in Bajura district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Group of Seven has called the constructive ties with China and insisted it does not seek to block the country's development even while aiming at Beijing's rights record and territorial claims. In their communique released yesterday, the G7 leaders struck a balance between seeking cooperation in areas like climate change and pushing back against Beijing's increasingly assertive posture, which has upended decades-old assumptions about the global balance of power. The G7, made up of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United States and the United Kingdom, said it would respond to challenges posed by China's non-market policies and practices, counter malign practices and foster resilience and economic coercion. The leaders of the G7 also called on China to press Russia to end its war in the Ukraine and for the peaceful resolution of tension over Taiwan, which Beijing has threatened to reunify with the Chinese mainland by force if necessary. Along with Russia's war in Ukraine, China's growing power and influence have been a major focus of attention at the three-day summit in Hiroshima, Japan, that ends today. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky appears to have confirmed that Russia has won the long-running bloody battle for the city of Bakhmut. Zelensky said the city had been destroyed. The leader of the Wagner Russian paramilitary group in a video yesterday said that his forces had captured the city, a claim Ukrainian officials initially denied. Analysts say the Bakhmut is of little strategic value to Moscow, but its capture is a symbolic victory for Russia after the longest battle of the Ukraine so far. Western officials estimate between 20,000 and 30,000 Russian troops have been killed or wounded in Bakhmut, while Ukraine's military has also paid a heavy price. At least 12 people have died after a crash at a football stadium in El Salvador's capital, San Salvador. The incident occurred during a match between local team at a stadium. That match was subsequently suspended. Police had earlier said that 7 men and 2 women were among the dead, with all the victims over the age of 18. The disaster reportedly occurred after a large number of fans tried to enter the venue after the gates had been closed. Officials believed some fans had been sold fake tickets and said that an investigation was underway. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at some places in the hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of Mades province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 14.9 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29 degrees Celsius with 3 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Deliberations on government's policies and programs commence in House of Representatives. Kathmandu Metropolitan City wants hospitals to submit details of target beneficiaries of free medical treatment. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky confirms that Russia has won the battle for the city of Bakhmut. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.